of a southern thing. Ain't about no hatred. Better raise a glass. It's a little about some rebels, but it ain't about the past. Ain't about no foolish pride. Ain't about no flag. Hate's the only thing that my truck would want to drag. You think I'm dumb? Maybe not too bright. Southern thing.
Sober enough to listen?
some ancient Italian maxim fits our situation, whose particulars escape me.
Is the gist that I'm shit out of luck?
Did they speak that way then?
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius Radio.
We got a gaggle of us Deadwood cocksuckers from HBO come in today to play some songs.
A gaggle. A gaggle of cocksuckers.
That sounds pretty good together, you know? You know, I write songs. That might end up in one of them.
You never know. Who are you?
I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty.
Nice to meet you. I'm John Hawks. I play Saul Starr.
Well, nice to meet both of you. I'm Sean Bridgers. I play Johnny Burns.
And it's not all that nice to meet any of you.
That's Jim Beaver. Ellsworth.
Whitney Ellsworth.
Whitney, no Whitney. Less. Speaking of cocksuckers.
We finally found out his first name at the end of last season.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And the last time anybody ever mentioned it.
You had that look. We didn't want to mess with that.
So,
what's going on here now?
We're playing songs is what's going on.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, we've talked about in the past the theme of our show being how law and order forms out of chaos. And I told the story, I think it was last week, of how Miltres said something about doing a Western. And David said, this is not a Western. Because your archetypical American Western is about the individual into the great wide open. And this is about the need for each other. And how it's almost a claustrophobic feel as opposed. So it's not a Western. I said, David, I'm wearing boots and a gun and a hat. It's a Western. So
I didn't know David was from Chicago, but that's not. So it's really about community, Earl. I think is what you're saying, and there's no town like our town, is there?
No, there's not, and that's a perfect segue into the song. I bet you prepared that.
I've been thinking about it for a couple hours now. Iris DeMent coming at you, singing "Our Town."
They say nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down? Baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and who ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound. Just like they say. say nothing could ever last. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down? Good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't want to go. I love you, my town. You'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast. And just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye. But I'll hold to my lover, cause my heart's about to die.
Daughter, I'm thought of rude and mean, but to find her on a body lost where you've never seen. I've plagued me father's head, told me life I wouldn't wed. Me mother's in the prison cause of me. There was a handsome young man who used to live by me. If I went out, if I went in, he'd always follow me. I know I don't rue the day, and it happened as I say. I took him to my chamber room to see. I took him to my chamber where we could be alone. And knowing that my mother and my father were at home, he's kissed me on the cheek and I screamed till I was weak. My father came running to the show. He's jumped up on the young man as I was standing by, but he brought his fist behind. To the stairs straightway. My mother, she was waiting like a raging bull at say. She's hit him on the head, and the young man fell like lead, quite dead. Upon the floor he lay.
Soap and water. when it blows in a crimson tide, until the trees and the leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
And probably that's all either of us needs to say on that subject ever again.
She is a rounder, I can tell you that. She can sing all night too. She'll raise hell about the sleep she lost. Even cowgirls get the blues.
Thank you. to leave you, baby, but you treat me so unkind. I got mean things, I got mean things on my mind. I got mean things, I got mean things on my mind. I hate to leave you, baby, but you treat me so unkind. I'm gonna pack up my bags, I'm gonna leave in the morning train. So he ain't got the blues about me. Well, there's one thing, baby, makes me begin to dream. The way you treat me, baby, now I'm begin to think. Rambling on my mind. I hate to leave you, baby, but you treat me so
Channel 63, Outlaw Country, and this is Deadwood Radio. You know, we've almost let an entire segment pass without our ritual of shameless self-promotion.
And you know, Earl, that's my favorite part of the show.
I know. It's just like a great big circle jerk of how great we all are.
We'll get to it. Get to it. Just get this over with.
It's the only reason I come here, Fred.
Well,
I've been waiting for...
You're working on a movie right now, right?
I'm working on a movie.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Next, and it stars Nicolas Cage and Julianne Moore, and it'll probably be called something else and star somebody else by the time we get finished.
That's why you got that real pretty mustache right now.
Is it pretty?
And Sean's directing a movie. We're 9 months, a year away from rolling.
Yeah, but let's talk about how Jim looks like a cop. I wish the audience here could see, because Jim's sort of frightening right now. Or you might have your own militia. I don't know. Maybe both.
That too.
Well, hey, me and John, we have bands.
Yeah, don't mean to brag, but we have bands.
Jim and I are starting a band, aren't we, Jim? Well, let's start a band, dude.
If it'll get me women, I will.
Well, you should have been here.
It hasn't worked for me,
no.
Jim.
But you should have been here the first week. We played a couple of our cuts at McShane. It finishes, and Ian was here, and he says, "Oh, thank God, I won't have to listen to those damn songs for a few months." So, you know, and we were teasing him.
Scottish.
I said, you know,
I didn't know he was from Chicago.
I didn't know he was from Chicago. He's a Scotsman from Chicago, all right?
That's right. Very lovely.
Thanks.
I couldn't resist.
What are we
well,
gonna,
okay,
what are
speaking of humiliation, thinking of humiliation,
yeah.
I'm going to play one of Ian's damn songs.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
You know, we're going to play a segment of it. We'll see how far we get because, you know, this is Outlaw Country.
That's right.
But this is Every Breath You Take,
which he did
by
not
Al
write.
Swearingen. I think we should play the monologue. We should play the monologue from the soundtrack. That's it. Cue up the monologue from the soundtrack.
All right, I'll go.
And then we're going to follow that immediately with the mellifluous tones of Ian McShane.
Lovely. And then what, Earl?
And Cowboys and King Straggler.
Starting tomorrow morning, I will offer a personal $50 bounty for every decapitated head of as many of these godless heathen cocksuckers as anyone can bring in tomorrow with no upper limit. That's all I say on that subject. Sick nets rounds on the house. God rest the souls of that poor family. Amen. 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 And pussy's half price next 15 minutes.
Every move you make, Every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. How my poor heart aches with every step you take, every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you. Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Yeah, when it comes. You may need to clean the wax out of your hose, because I said I will let him know.
Skin like you're under mine. I can't sleep with secrets left to divine. What are you dreaming? Maybe we're dreaming the same. Hidden in shadow lies great shame. Restless dreams not yet tamed. Unburden your heart, let lose the chain. Secrets buried, freed, pain, nothing risked, nothing gained.
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country, Channel 63 on Sirius Radio. I don't know what we just listened to. That was fucking horrible.
Better in your band, Sean.
We were listening to the great King Straggler and Sacred Cowboys, and to lead it off was Ian McShane with his version of Every Breath You Take, which I think he did a lot of things with it that Sting could not have done.
I agree. He made it suck.
Call the police on that one.
You know something? Next time he busts our chops about our band or play it on set, that's all we got to do. We'll just break into
Every breath you take.
I've never heard anybody.
He's a hell of an actor. Okay, I'm taking this moment to say, if you're in Los Angeles this weekend, come out and hear King Straggler. That's John's band. Where are you this weekend?
Hotel Cafe. It might be too late, but just go to www.kingstraggler.com. Not Strangler. King Straggler.
And ours is easier. It's www.sacredcowboys.com.
That's right.
As in Sacred Cow Boys.
Love
and
it.
And August 6th, though, we're going to be playing together out here at the Knitting Factory. We do a show called the Deadwood Quilting Bee at the Knitting Factory. And the final one of the schedule is booked for August. May have some further down the line, but make a trip out to Los Angeles. It's a good time. You might even see Jim Beaver sing. What was the song you sang that night?
Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a throwdown, folks.
All right. So, hey, the show's almost over. We cannot close a show without playing a Steve Earle song and a Rodney Crowell song.
Wait a minute, Earl. Tell them who we are.
Oh, well, we're the cast of Deadwood.
That's right.
From HBO's Deadwood. I'm Earl Brown.
And I am John Hawks.
And I'm Sean Bridgers.
And I'm Jim Beaver.
And right over there is our producer, Steve Popovich Jr. from Outlaw Country. He put all this together. Thanks, Steve.
Good job.
Speaking of Steve, Steve Earle.
Right. And who's coming up next week? Do we have new guests next week?
We've got guests next week. That's right.
I think we do.
Joni Stubbs and Calamity Jane.
Oh, wait a minute. We got Kim Dickens and Robin Weigert.
Oh, yeah.
Them, too?
That's
all
good. Yeah.
All four of them.
Lovely. Yeah.
They're not coming in costume?
Oh, nope. Time's running out, folks.
All right.
Steve Earle.
Hey.
2, 3, 4. Awesome, Camel. Well, I like that echo. It goes right through my head. It's like, I had that happen once, but it was chemically induced. It's 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention please. Come in close so everyone can see. I got a tale to tell. Listen, don't cost a dime. Gonna get along just fine. Now I've been traveling all around. I heard troubles come to your town. I got a little something guaranteed to ease your mind. It's called snake oil. Y'all's been around for a long, long time. Don't rain soon. Ain't seen a drop since the 10th of June. Well, I can open up the sky. People have no fear. If you ain't impressed yet, tell me what you want to hear. Well, you lost your farm, so you moved to town. Get that job or shut the factory down. Now you sit around all day long feeling sad and blue. You need snake oil, y'all, tell you what I'm gonna do. Again, it's all the same.